At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a game day edition of the HHC. Glad to be back on schedule, so to speak, here on the Hornets Hivecast. Yesterday, had a great conversation with Kelly Eco of the Athletic, talking about his recent article profiling LaMelo Ball and centering on the Hornets in general. Certainly encourage you to check it out, both the article itself available on The Athletic and our conversation in the archives now here for the Hornets Hivecast. Today on the HHC, we are going to be looking at the first 50 games of the season. We've reached that mile marker here on the 22-23 campaign. How does it compare to a season ago? Obviously, Charlotte's record leaves a lot to be desired, much weaker than last season. Are there any things we can suss out as to exactly why things have gone awry here this season? We're also going to talk about the starting lineup. The preseason projected one actually happened last game, should happen again today. Fingers crossed, knock on wood. Last but certainly not least, we will preview today's matchup against the Miami Heat. Helping me on all these topics, he's my producer on the Hornets Radio Network, as well as the producer of this fine podcast, Rob Longo, here with us again. And Rob, let's start with the starters. Charlotte, in 50 games this season, has had a grand total of 8, where the preseason projected starting five of LaMelo Ball, Gordon Hayward, Mason Plumlee, Terry Rozier, and PJ Washington have all been on the floor. And I think more than anything, that's the main reason why Charlotte has struggled so much this season. I don't think that's any deep secret here as to why things have been so difficult for the Hornets to register wins. 14-36 when you've only had your preseason projected starting five for 8 out of 50 games, that's a pretty decent explanation.
Without a doubt. I mean, that's the only explanation, I think. I know that there's been times where you look at the offense that might have been a little bit stagnant, and the defense certainly had some to be desired, I guess, at the beginning of the season. But overall, it's been the injuries, because you just can't have everybody gel together. It's basically what it boils down to. I mean, yeah, they had time in the preseason, they had time in the offseason, and that sort of thing. A lot of these guys have played together for the last couple of seasons, but when you have a new coach thrown into the mix and you have new philosophies and new tendencies to work on, there's not a whole lot of time to get together prior to that and figure it all out. And I know that something that Steve Clifford talked about in his pregame press conference prior to the Chicago game was talking about how it's almost playless basketball, where you're teaching tendencies and philosophies and you're not necessarily running set plays. But at the same time, you still have to go over those concepts and you still have to see them and how they work out on the court. And when you don't have the time and you don't have the personnel, you don't have the people and the manpower to do it, it's really difficult to do. So, I mean, if you take any team in the NBA and you say, give me your starting five, they're only going to play 8 of the first 50 games, let's see what your record is, they're all going to be terrible. No one's going to have a winning record. I would be very surprised if anybody is even near 500. So it's just rotten injury luck. I know we've talked about it a lot, but it is what it is.
Yeah, that's a pretty good assessment there. Looking at the 8 games out of the 50, I think this is telling because you can look at it and say, all right, well, at least what's their record in the 8 games? Charlotte happens to be 3-5 in those 8. And so then you could extrapolate from that and say, all right, well, even if you did have that group together for, say, 35 or 40 of the 50 games, they only did 3-5 in the 8, so they're probably going to be under 500 in the rest. Well, I'm not so sure that that's true. The first time the preseason projected starting five all got together was the 30th game of the season. It took a long time to get there. That was a game at Denver, which the Hornets lost, but Terry Rozier got hurt in that game and was unable to finish it. So, you know, you can kind of cross that one out as being a loss that maybe gets flipped around if, A, the Hornets had that starting group together, had a chance to, you know, build some cohesion over the preceding couple of games, and B, if they actually finish the game with all those players available on the floor. You move about a week later, Charlotte gets the starting five back together again. It's still on that long holiday Western Conference road trip. They get a win at the Lakers. After that, they go to Portland on a very inspirational day for Blazers fans. They were honoring Dame Lillard as becoming the franchise's all-time leading scorer. Emotional game. They were coming ready to play. Portland got that win. I don't think there's any shame in taking that loss. The next game, starting five was there again against Golden State on the road, but the Warriors were home waiting for the Hornets, who were on night two of a back-to-back. That's not easy. So there's reasons behind both of those losses. Game after that, Hornets come home. They get a win over Oklahoma City. That's their second with this group together. And then after that, there is a loss to Brooklyn. Brooklyn was the hottest team in the NBA at that point in time. There's no shame in losing to KD in that situation. And the following game after that, the Hornets lost to the Lakers. But once again, one of the members of that starting group unable to finish the game, Gordon Hayward, had a hamstring injury. And then the next 11 games go by until the Hornets get the group together again. So by breaking all this down, I'm not trying to excuse away every loss or explain away every loss. You still have to come up with the W's. You can't just rely on beating bad teams in games where you have plenty of rest and are always at home. But I think there are extenuating circumstances for several of these losses and reason to believe that if this starting group had been together, say, 30 of the 50 games, Charlotte's record would be a heck of a lot better.
And taking a look here at the lineup tool on NBA.com, and if you've never done it, it's a really cool tool. You can kind of boil it down to five-player lineups, three-player lineups, whatever number you want to pick from. The five-player lineup for the Hornets that has played the most games together this season is Mason Plumlee, Terry Rozier, PJ Washington, Jalen McDaniels, LaMelo Ball. They've played 14 games together so far this season. Now, when you take a look at average minutes, the group of five that has been out on the floor on average the most is Gordon Hayward, Mason Plumlee, Kelly Oubre, Terry Rozier, and PJ Washington. And that only happened in five games. And they averaged now almost 14 minutes together out there on the floor. But at the same time, neither of those lineups have all five of the projected starting five that we had pegged at the beginning of this preseason.
Yeah.
I love Sam Farber's speeches. Look at me go.
Yeah, that's accurate. Well, you know, one other thing to look at moving forward here for the Hornets, assuming they're able to keep this starting group together, the schedule's going to get a lot easier on Charlotte. They've been on the road a lot, particularly the last month to 6 weeks or so. Moving forward, once we get into February, particularly around Valentine's Day, the schedule is going to get a lot more lovely for the Hornets. Charlotte's going to play 19 of their final 32 games. Today's included against Miami inside Spectrum Center. There's a lot more rest built into the schedule as well. So some opportunities here for the Hornets with some good health to really make a run here and maybe put some pressure on some of those teams ahead of them currently in the Eastern Conference standings. We're going to continue this conversation in part because we want to look at a snapshot of the first 50 games of the season. Anytime you reach a round number, it's a good mile marker. Again, clearly the injuries have been the main thing for the Hornets. So how does Charlotte's first 50 games this season compare to last season's? We'll talk about that next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sam Farber and Rob Longo here with you on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Hornets getting ready to take on the Miami Heat later on today. An afternoon delight. If you've tuned into this podcast after the game's already tipped off, this might be the last relevant segment. Then again, you could listen to the final one and find out if any of our predictions were right. Always like some harsh graders out there. So make sure you keep it locked here on the Hornets Hivecast. And of course, tomorrow we'll have a breakdown edition of today's game. Charlotte, so far through 50 games, 14-36. As we talked about before, Rob, only 8 of the first 50 games did Charlotte have their preseason projected starting five. And focusing it down a little bit more, you're looking for the big three because there are injuries in the game. You don't expect everyone to be available all the time. And so to say, you know, we need these five players to be on the floor or else we're not really capable of winning at the same level, I think that's a bit unfair to say because no team in the NBA can really expect that. But in terms of the big three, LaMelo Ball, Gordon Hayward, Terry Rozier, how does their availability compare to a year ago? And then how do the records compare? Charlotte this season has had those three available 9 times out of 50 games. So it's not that much better. In fact, the reason the normal starting five, the preseason projected starting five, has not played more is specifically because LaMelo Ball's turned his ankle 3 times. Terry Rozier turned an ankle and had a hip issue earlier in the year. And Gordon Hayward has been in and out of the lineup with a couple different injuries over the course of the season. So those three collectively are the main reason why the starting five really hasn't been together. You compare that with the previous season, Ball, Hayward, Rozier in the first 50 games played together 33 times. And that's a big part of the reason why last year at this milepost, Charlotte had a record of 28-22. So there's a lot of factors in there. There's some other players that were on the roster and more available at that time than they are this season. But in terms of your big three, the guys you want to lean on, rely on, having them available 9 times this season and only sitting at 14 wins, having them available 33 times at this point last season, translating to 28 wins. I think that's a pretty good barometer on how things have gone.
And to go back to the well a little bit with those NBA lineups and that sort of thing, when you look at that three-person lineup of the big three, quote-unquote, with Hayward, Rozier, and Ball, I mean, yeah, they've played together only 9 times now, but they're playing close to 16 minutes out there on the floor together. The offense, it just opens up so much more when you take a look at the numbers. I mean, they're averaging almost 14 three-point attempts because LaMelo Ball is able to spread everything out. Terry Rozier is able to catch and shoot. Gordon Hayward can create his own shot if he has to. I know that the net rating isn't great. It's still at a -2, but again, these guys haven't played a lot together. They're only playing the last 9 games of that 50-game span that you talked about, so it's going to take a little bit of time to kind of just let them gel together and that sort of thing. But I mean, even when they're out there on the floor and it's a small sample size, the offense just looks so much better, I think. And again, I know a big reason of that is because of LaMelo Ball. If you took LaMelo and you plugged him in with any sort of trio, I'm sure it's going to look a lot better than what the offense has looked like in general a couple times. But again, even if we go back to Thursday's game against Chicago, we saw what that offense is capable of. The Hornets shot terribly from beyond the arc. I mean, they didn't hit a three from the first quarter all the way up until the fourth quarter. They were 0 for like 10 or 12 or something crazy, and they still were able to put up 110 plus points. They put up 111, but at the end of the day, the offense is still able to produce at a high level even when something like the three-point shot where you might be able to get the bulk of your points and the bulk of your scoring isn't falling, that's great. I mean, that just shows how versatile that those three out there on the floor, because they all bring something different. LaMelo can basically do it all, of course. Terry Rozier is just a phenomenal shooter, and so is Gordon Hayward, but Gordon does a great job in the mid-range and creating his own shot and attacking the rim. And again, Terry and LaMelo do a good job of that as well, but everybody brings a little bit something different to the table, and it just makes that offense that much versatile.
Well, and they can cover up for each other.
Exactly.
If you're down a Gordon Hayward, you're now more reliant on Terry Rozier and LaMelo Ball to fill those statistics and do it as efficiently as Gordon would. If you're down two of those guys, now you're super reliant on the third one, and the opposition is super focused on that guy and preventing him from going for 40, which you kind of need him to do, because it's unfair to rely on other players who are less established and less proven at that level to say, hey, we need 30 from you every single night or we're going to have a hard time winning this game. That just makes it that much more difficult. Now, a cautionary tale, since we're talking about the 50-game post. You might recall the Hornets, after the 50-game post last year, went on a long losing trend. They lost 14 of the next 18 games. And why? Gordon Hayward got hurt. So last season, the stumbling block, the point in the schedule where the Hornets lost with the kind of frequency that they have early in this season, lines up almost perfectly with a major injury to a major component of the Hornets' core. And so hopefully the back end of this season resembles the front end of last season, where Charlotte was relatively healthy, relative stability, and they had some very good success out there on the hardwood. Later in the season, they found a way to adapt. There was a different subset of personnel that allowed them to overcome things that just frankly is not there this season. But all in all, health is completely tied to wins and losses. The Hornets have not had good health at the start of this season, hence 14 wins through 50 games. And the Hornets did not have good health at roughly the 50-game mark last season, which is why they lost 14 out of 18 games and took a while to get things right, and eventually, of course, finishing with a winning record.
Well, and of course, they got all the injuries out of the way ahead of time, so now they're not going to have that catastrophic stretch, because that's basically been the first 50 games of the season. But one more point about this big three. And you go back and you talk about it, and I said earlier, take any three players that are the key components of a team and watch them just suffer, quite frankly. Go back to last season. Look at Brooklyn. Brooklyn had Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden. Obviously, at the end of the season, there was only one playing at the end of the season. Obviously, Harden goes to Philly and Kyrie's hurt, and they still end up with the seventh seed. And this high championship expectations that Brooklyn had, and all of a sudden they're fighting for their life in the play-in tournament. So,
and they got there because the one fairly consistent part of that big three who was available the majority of the time, Kevin Durant, dragged them kicking and screaming into the playoffs.
And that's the thing. These are three generational talents, too.
Right,
and
which LaMelo might be, but at year two or year three,
it's
hard to depend on him to do Kevin Durant things right now. Although, statistically speaking, he's getting rather close. He had a bad shooting day the other day against the Chicago Bulls and still almost had a triple-double. That's the kind of talent that the Hornets have right now in their star point guard. Speaking of which, we're hoping to see all three of the big three available once again today. This would be game number 9 if the preseason projected starting five can stay together, and just game number 10 of Hayward, Rozier, and Ball in the starting lineup with one another. Hopefully it happens. Either way, we've got our game preview coming for you next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Sam Farber and Rob Longo here with you on the HHC Hornets taking on the Miami Heat. Miami right now is a team that's struggling a little bit more than we probably anticipated they would. They are in a top six position at the moment, but they're right at the bottom of that top six. The teams ahead of them, all elite: Boston, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Brooklyn, and Cleveland, with that revamped lineup now that they added Donovan Mitchell. So they're all strong teams. I think Miami, with the kind of star power they have high enough expectations. They thought that they would probably be closer to the top four than just in the top six. But again, their standard coming into this year was different from a lot of other teams, and they are expecting to compete for championships, and they're probably going to need to go on a run, get some home court advantage to really make that more of a possibility moving forward. So a big game here for Miami, certainly a big game here for Charlotte, as they'll try and make it four wins in their last seven games. We need players to watch as well as a stat to watch. Rob Longo, you get to go first.
Start with Hornets player to watch, and I mean, based off of the way that the starting five played last game, I mean, I think you can pick any of them and kind of peg them as the guy to look at for today's game. But for me, I think it's LaMelo Ball, because you referenced it in the last segment. He nearly messed around and got a triple-double, even though he shot poorly from the field in Thursday's game against Chicago. So the fact that he's just able to facilitate and rebound and score at the level that he is, I mean, the fact that he got to the free throw line 10 times, that's something we don't see a lot of from LaMelo's game, especially this season. I know that's something that he's wanted to work on, and that's something that Steve Clifford said that's kind of the next facet of his game that he needs to hone in on, and something that he needs to create to have in his bag of tricks. But I mean, the fact that he was able to do it against a very aggressive Chicago team was great. I know Miami is a very stout defensive team, as it is in general. Again, more of a veteran team. They play really good team defense, so it might be another case where the shot might not be falling today, and LaMelo's going to have to put his head down, drive to the basket, create contact, and get to the free throw line a little bit more. But again, like we talked about in the first segment, I keep going back to everything we already talked about, but it's true. I mean, when you have those three guys out there on the floor, and Terry Rozier, Gordon Hayward, and LaMelo Ball, they're able to just play off of each other so well that things are really going to open up offensively. But LaMelo Ball is the starter for that. He is the alpha. He is the omega. And he's my player to watch for today's game.
I like the pick. I'm going to go with Terry Rozier, but for a lot of the reasons you brought up. We noticed it the other day on the broadcast that Terry Rozier was getting far better looks than he had been getting in the previous roughly month. And it's all due to the fact that all three stars were aligned on the floor for the first time in a long time. Having the threat of a Gordon Hayward on the floor, who was 6 of 7 from inside the three-point arc, opens things up more for Terry Rozier on the perimeter. Having the ball in LaMelo Ball's hands, where he's able to pick out any pass recipient anywhere on the floor at any time, makes everyone else stay home and leaves more room for Terry Rozier to operate and get into catch and shoot situations. And that's why, even in a game where the Hornets collectively didn't shoot it very well from three, Terry Rozier was a 50% three-point shooter for just the second time in the last 3 weeks. So it was an impressive shooting display from Terry Rozier, and I think it's no accident that it lines up with those two other players being there on the floor. So, you know, whether or not Terry Rozier can be the leading scorer, I don't think anyone has any doubts. I think it will fluctuate as the games go on, because because there are more options on the floor, and LaMelo Ball is certainly capable of getting his own shot. And some nights, P.J. Washington's going to be the more open guy in the hot hand, or Gordon Hayward. But Terry Rozier, he's going to be that consistent drumbeat to the offense, and hopefully his shot quality will get a bit better here in the coming days. One other thing to note, Charlotte in their two prior matchups with Miami, both losses, they were back-to-back games against the Heat. Terry played in both of them. LaMelo Ball played in one of them. It was his first time coming back from an ankle injury, unfortunately short-lived, but he did make his way back during that home-and-home series at Miami. Gordon Hayward played in neither of those two, so this should be a very interesting contest now with hopefully all three available for the Hornets. How about a Heat player to watch or a statistic to watch?
Let's go Miami player to watch. I'm going off the beaten path a little bit. I'm taking Max Strus, and he just seems to be one of those guys that is a thorn in the side of the Hornets. We talked about it the other day with Nikola Vucevic, who always seems to have a really good game, and thankfully only had 12 points the other night for Chicago in that contest. But Max Strus, I mean, what a great find for Miami. Undrafted guy, they were able to get him on a two-way deal. He was able to work his way. He worked hard, got paid, got that full-time contract now, but the last time that these two teams played, he had 31 points. He was 10 of 16 from the field, hit 8 three-pointers as well. I know that previous game, he had only 12 points, but he still had the same amount of shot volumes. He had 15 field goal attempts, so it was pretty consistent for the most part. And now that Duncan Robinson is out with that finger injury that he had to get surgery on, he's kind of that guy that is going to have to be replaced in that lineup. That wing three sharpshooter is kind of that role that he fills right now. I know he's a little bit undersized at 6'5 at that small forward position, but still, he can light it up from beyond the arc. He's that guy that I think the Hornets are going to have to hone in on. Jimmy Butler's going to get his. Bam Adebayo's going to get his. Don't let Max Strus go for 30-plus again like they did the last time. So that's why he's my player to watch today.
It's a good goal to have. Easier said than done to just assume some of these guys are going to get theirs. But how and where they do, I think, matters. I do like Max Strus as a player certainly to watch. He's had some really big games against the Hornets. And you're right, Bam Adebayo just tends to have big games. But there is a pretty clear dividing line between Bam double-double and non-double-double Bam this season. When Bam Adebayo has a double-double, the Miami Heat are 16-8, winning two out of every three games. When he doesn't, either because he didn't play or he just didn't get there, they're 11-14. He's guaranteed to get into double figures scoring-wise, so this is really a focus on the rebounding side, and it doesn't really matter whether those boards are coming offensively and leading to putbacks, or they're just defensively and limiting the opposition to one-and-dones. Either way, Bam Adebayo, double-double equals victory, and in case you're curious, yes, he had a double-double in both games against the Hornets. In fact, they are two of his top six or seven, depending on how you slice it, really top, five, basically, rebounding performances of the season. So keeping Bam off the boards in particular and limiting him to a non-double-double in general winning formula, I would say, for the Hornets. Last but not least, we need a statistic to watch.
I think the easy one, and I hate to sound like a broken record, has got to be the three-point shooting. I know the Hornets have just been so dormant in that department basically the entire season, but started the game 5 of 13 from beyond the arc in the first quarter on Thursday against Chicago, thinking this is great. They're starting to turn the corner a little bit. It's something that they can kind of rely on tonight, and then that just kind of went out the window. 0 for 10 from beyond the arc in the second quarter, didn't hit another three until the fourth quarter. Of course, it was a big one. LaMelo had one that it was a 4-point advantage and went to a 7-point advantage because he hit a big-time three-pointer. Terry Rozier had a big one in there as well, but other than that, it was pretty quiet. And again, you don't need necessarily the three-point shot to be on all the time. Obviously, I think Thursday was a good example of that, but talking to Steve Clifford previously a couple games before that, you brought it up. Is it possible for a team to go 0-for from beyond the arc in today's game? And he said probably not. I mean, you would have to outscore almost at a 3-to-1 clip, I think, inside the paint just to even stay competitive. So three-point shot, something to look at today. Miami, for the sake of the argument, they are
bad.
Very bad. 3-point percentage. But the problem is they take a lot of threes. I mean, they're top 10 in the association when it comes to 3-point attempts per game, but the percentage always isn't there. So they're going to throw them up a lot beyond the arc. Hopefully they're cold today. Maybe they think that the game's starting at 7 instead of 1 o'clock. I don't know. I'm just trying to throw stuff out there, but 3-point shooting's definitely going to be a point of emphasis on both sides for today's contest.
Yeah, it's interesting. They're not a particularly good 3-point shooting team. They're in the bottom 5 of the NBA, but they are in the upper third, roughly, defensively in terms of percentage of their offense that comes from the three-point shot. So they really do stick with the three, even though consistency-wise, it hasn't been their best shot over the course of the season. Points is cheating as the stat to watch, but where the point range is something that we have allowed to be a part of the discussion. And the reason I bring that up is because I really don't know how to calculate pace of play. Not certainly in the game.
That makes two of us.
Okay. So rather than say, we need, this many possessions to happen over the course of the game, let's just say Charlotte needs to have this game played in the 120s range. Miami would prefer it to be a slower pace. Miami is the better defensive team, statistically speaking, over the course of the entirety of the season. They are also the slower pace team. They are 28th. They're in the bottom five, at least, in the NBA in pace of play. Charlotte is top 10 in pace of play. Furthermore, when Miami is held under 110 points, they are losing roughly three out of every four. They got a 6-16 record in games where they are held under 110. Obviously, things get a lot better for them when they score over that mark. But if you allow the game to be played at a slower pace, their offense is kind of ready-made to be in the half court. Charlotte wants to get up and down, run the floor all the time. So just saying, Miami doesn't do very well when they're held under 110 points, so let's minimize possessions. That doesn't work here because they're a very good half-court offensive team. They've got some serious weapons like a Bam Adebayo that they can lean on that are just mismatches regardless of who they're taking on. So for Charlotte, their best play is to go quickly, run the fast break, especially when you've got LaMelo Ball out there and all those different weapons. So I'm looking for a high pace of play, which to me translates into a game played in the 120s. If the Hornets can get it there, I think they'll have a lot of success. Hornets taking on the Miami Heat. It's a 1 o'clock tip time. If you're hearing this before and you'd like to come out and join us, we'd love to have you over at the Hive. Tickets are available at Hornets.com. If you miss it, don't worry. Charlotte will be back briefly after this next road trip. Hornets hitting the road for three after this one. Then they'll be back for one day only, another Sunday day game on February 5th against the Orlando Magic, after which the team goes on the road for two more. And after that, it's a long stretch of home games. It'll be primarily home games the rest of the way, but specifically when they come back from that next road trip, there'll be three in a row at home starting Saturday, February 11th through Valentine's Day week. And for ticket information, go to Hornets.com. Rob Longo, thanks as always for joining me here on the HHC.
Thanks, Sam. Talk to you in, 30 seconds?
Talk to you very soon, yes. The broadcast will begin momentarily, depending on when you tuned into this podcast, but we appreciate you doing it. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. For Rob Longo, I'm Sam Farber, saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along, and we'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.